Now, this past Saturday, Cape Town Stadium became that Coliseum of Champions. I mean, rain was pouring down, hearts were pounding, history was in the making. So the world champions, our Springboks, unleashed a green tidal wave against the Barbarians, smashing records and expectations alike, though, with that thunderous 54-7 victory. A debut to remember. Hey, that's the big question. Well, say no more, because somebody like Vincent Chituka, I mean, the name which is now etched into the annals of Bok greatness, he crossed that whitewash not once but twice with the kind of hunger that announces a new force in SA rugby. Now, as that Qatar Airways Cup stays nestled firmly in the Springbok hands, and also the test season looming large on the horizon, I'm going to be turning on the knowledge of a man who knows what it takes to wear the green and gold. I mean, he's a former Bok bruiser. He's now the architect of excellence at the Blue Bulls Company as the head of high performance and also special projects. And he joins us to break it all down. So brace yourself, rugby lovers. And let's get into this conversation. We'll also take some of your WhatsApp voice notes on this. Mr. Thando Manana, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Rob, once again to yourself and to your listeners.
How do you summarize? Are you able to use one word or one sentence, that Bok performance?
Yeah, magnificent. Magnificent in a sense, Rob, that, you know, the alignment camps, and I think also just a couple of weeks in Johannesburg where the Springbok were sort of camping in preparation for that game, you know, truly proved that they, you know, they're onto something. But also most importantly, they realized that this is a big year for them where the Rugby World Cup draw will happen post this season, and they have to win most of their games, if not all, in order for them not to be in the group of death. So I think Rassie Erasmus sort of giving those youngsters to play against the Barbos was something for him to know, you know, in the absence of the eight players, that he does have people like Chituka that you've mentioned. You look at Asenati, you look at Jean-Luc Dupriez, you look at so many of these players that they sort of on the outskirts waiting for their opportunities, but when they get it, they perform.
So great alignment camps, which means that the readiness all round is there. Do you get a sense, though, you know, besides us talking in just a couple of seconds about the tactics and what worked and the individuals and what worked on the day, would you say there's a sense now of a transition? There's a sense now of a slow phasing out of the old guard, those who have been there for the two World Cup triumphs, and a slow easing in of the new guard?
I wouldn't say that. If I look at the Cheslin Colby, I mean, man of the match, I think for me, his line breaks, you know, what he did in the second half with ball in hand, you know, attacking the space, but also beating his man, just tells you that, you know, he hasn't given an inch of that jersey, if one were to look at it. But I think also what you need to understand, Rob, is that, you know, as the years go by, you've got to also have people ready to take over. I mean, for example, Peter Steph not being there, you know that you've got a Chituka there that's up and coming. I mean, just on the eve of the game, you had Sia, not being able to start the game because of a stiffness in his neck. And, you know, immediately there was Marco van Saaren to come on board. And I mean, he did well, you know, for a while. I thought he hadn't been doing well when it came to, you know, to his Bok appearances. But there he was in this condition and he did extremely well. So I think the plan is there. The most unfortunate thing is if we were to look at our stronghold in Kitsoff and Malherbe, the tight head, you know, those happen, you know, in quick succession for the Bok. So this year, they're not available. Kitsoff is out for the rest of his career in terms of Bok rugby. Malherbe could be out for a long time. And those were the two go-to people, you know, that we have. Now we've got to find, you know, the new guys to come on. Jan Hendrik did extremely well. Asenati came well. Ox started the game. You know, he did his bit as well. So I think opportunities and, you know, game time at international level is still going to be, we're still going to be heavily tested. And that's why I'm saying, Rob, is that we've got good preparation against an Italy test, two test team in Georgia. You know, before then we go on and play the rugby champs, which are not going to be easy. We play Australia at home, but then we've got to win one of the New Zealand games, either in Auckland or in Wellington. We've got to win one of them, but also make sure we win also Ireland in Dublin for us to avoid the group of death. So there's just so much at stake, but we've got to actually find our best starting eight, our best sort of backline players, meaning that a good starting 15 is what Russ is seeking to achieve and get now going forward. Because if we don't get that, we'll be in trouble. For example, you know, all the players, you know, played. I think if you look at the number 10, I would want to start, you know, with Amani Libok. He finished off stronger when he came on. He kicked 5 out of 5. He really gave us direction, impetus. Nothing wrong with Sasha, but I think we need to find who's going to be our go-to, you know, position-wise, who's going to be our go-to players that are going to perform. And the next in line will sort of get an opportunity to play against a Georgia. We'll sort of get an opportunity to play against an Australia, either in Cape Town or in Durban. But that also remains, you know, to Rassie on when he wants to execute and sort of feel the starting 15 role just before we go to New Zealand.
Sure. I think it's a jam-packed program that lies ahead, though, for the Boks. And I want to quickly just go back, though, and you raise the issue of a number 10 and who needs to be the regular for South Africa. Let's look at the starting front row. Asanati.
Yes.
Asanati Kayvon, I mean, everybody's been talking about the weight loss and how much is that going to take from his performance overall.
Yeah.
I thought he had a solid one there alongside Malcolm Ox and Oxenje.
Look, Rob, you know, one thing we must understand about Asanati is that he's had a good season. He's had a good season this year. He's had a good season the previous year. Yes, the weight was always something that was sort of red flagged. But, I mean, Rassie put it correctly that he's got the speed, he's got the hands, he's got the finesse, he's got the feel of the game. But also, you know, he's been playing the game for such a long time. This is a junior Bok that we're talking about. We're talking about someone who, you know, did well in his first Springbok scrum against that Barbarian side. And he should be proud about it. And, I mean, I think for me, you know, it was a satisfactory game, and I would want him to get the same opportunity off the bench. I think that for me is important, is that when we go against Italy, we'd want him to come off the bench and sort of just get a feel from the outside. And then when he comes on, he would have surely understood a couple of things that he needs to do to finish off the game. And I think he's going to be that type of a player for the Boks, where he's going to be used coming on with the bomb squad and really just come in and just finish off the game. In terms of experience at that level, he doesn't have it. Obviously, that was an unofficial test match. So therefore, if he's on the starting 15, I mean, rather match day 23, then he'll make his debut for the Boks at Loftus. But for me, in terms of that front rower, nothing wrong with Ox. I think Malcolm Ox was given a lot of game time, more game time, but I think Rassie, inadvertently would want to start with an Ox Bongi and a Vincent Koch or Thomas Du Toit against an Italy side, and then have the rest, Marx, Asenati, sort of, and Jan Hendrik, you know, coming in as a front rower that comes in the second half. That's how I see it, you know, those changes in the front row. He's not going to stick with the same guys. He's going to make some changes, but I think also he will get his test debut against Italy at Loftus. That's my thought, just by just reading and also just reading the room of what he wants to do for the test.
Well, it's difficult to read the room when it comes to Rassie, because we've seen what happened with the 8-man bomb squad that came on all at the same time. We saw what he did with Andre Esterhazen as well, playing him out at flank. But what did you make of those two?
Look, I think for me, you know, for me, Andre Esterhazen has been a player that I thought would be a manu nonu. Even better, Rob, because he's got a kicking foot in him. Manu nonu didn't have that. He's a big boy, he's strong, you know, he's a proper 12. But it's just unfortunate that, you know, he's never really been able to displace Damian Dialinda from the starting 15. You know, for me to see him go to flank, I'm not sure what the thought is there, whether they're going to sort of change within game and confuse the defense of the team. But I mean, I would really want to use him as a center. But it was good to see him pack on the side. I mean, anyone can pack on the side of the scrum, but also just the understanding of the Ford game. I think there he was sort of not, you know, lost at times. But I mean, you'd understand that it's all his life he's played as a backline player. But I mean, the innovation is good. Kwakha can play wing as well. I think we also know that the Cheslin can. Rassie can use him as a scrum half, or in fact as a hooker, throwing in lineouts and not really scrumming, but at lineout time. So the innovation is good to have, but also I think for the players, you know, they've got to step up in terms of their role within the team position specific, and we can actually see the best out of Andre Esterhazy or any other player for that matter. I thought a guy like Kwakha Smith for me looked a little bit chubby. I'm not sure whether it was my television. I'm not sure, but I think he's not for me in a top condition. But, you know, Rassie still believes that those are the type of players that can do it for him. And I'm sure with him being in the Springbok squad, he sort of dropped a little bit of weight for him to be more impactful. But also, I'm just quite happy that the players, you know, wherever they've been assigned to, Rob, they go out and just do it for the country. So that's one thing that the players, the buy-in, all of them are happy to wear the green gold at whatever position they are placed in. So, quite happy with those changes, although I just always think it's a Rassie ploy, but I don't think he'll do it against teams like Italy, teams like Argentina and New Zealand. He can do it against Georgia. He can also do it against the Barbarians.
All right, before you disappear there, Mr. Manana, I mean, looking at this victory, does this kind of send a clear warning to the Northern Hemisphere sides before those July internationals?
Yeah, well, I'm not entirely happy with the British and Irish Lions, how they've been playing, especially if you watch them against the non-test against Argentina. You watch them against the Force. They're also not really gelling at it. We'll start seeing the French, how they will perform against the New Zealand very soon. But I think, you know, in terms of our first game, wet condition, cold Cape Town, I think, it got a pass from me. On just purely on that we stuck to our structure. We were the Barbarians on the day. We ran more in that weather. We scored tries, which people came to see, maybe from the Barbarians, but they only had one. So for me, that is a very, very important that we continue where we left off. But I think, Rob, overall, you know, Test Rugby starting this week, and we won't be seeing any high-scoring games. I think the Italians had a good game against Namibia in Windhoek, where they won quite by a big margin, 78-7, I think. I'm not sure. But, you know, they've also had a match before the Test match. So, you know, Test Rugby's back, and I think, the box will do well. But I'm happy with the brand of rugby we're playing.
All right, so talking about things being back in a yes or no, people keep asking me, are the room dividers ever going to come back on radio?
Must I send you a text message or?
No, it's a simple one. Give us hope, Joanna, or destroy our hope in a yes or no to all the rugby loving listeners that are listening to the show right now. They've been asking me the question. Please ask, yes. Mr. Manana.
Yes.
Are the room dividers ever going to come back on radio? Yes or no, sir?
Yeah, happy to come back.
Hashtag MSW live on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.